This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Charging up an electric vehicle on the road should soon get a little easier. Today, the White House announced more steps to reach its goal of 500,000 EV charging stations on U.S. highways by the end of the decade. One piece of that plan involves Tesla, which has agreed for the first time to open up 7,500 of its charging stations to non-Tesla vehicles. In return, the company will be eligible for billions of dollars in federal subsidies and possibly much more, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
The Great American Road Trip is already electric for Mark Geller.
I'm in San Francisco, so I drove in June to Iowa in my 2013 Tesla.
Geller is spokesperson for the Electric Vehicle Association, basically an EV enthusiast club, not an industry group. He says Tesla's highway charging network is still one of the biggest reasons people buy Teslas.
The smartest decision they made was to build out their own private network to enable long-distance driving.
It's not only that Tesla has the largest charging network, its charging network actually works. Seth Weintraub is the publisher of the EV news site Electrek.
All of the other makers have a very unreliable network.
Partly because other networks have to accommodate so many different types of EVs. So why is Tesla doing this? Well, the billions in federal dollars, but also...
Once you have these stations, you are charging people for every charge. More people coming in, buying your Tesla energy, you're going to make a lot more money.
It's hard to make money from charging stations right now. Home charging is way cheaper and more convenient. But the future could hold additional revenue streams, like using stations to sell electricity back to the grid. And Sam Houston at the Union of Concerned Scientists says road trippers aren't the only market for public charging. There's also...
drivers for transportation network companies of the likes of Lyft, Uber, and even some of the delivery services.
In fact, Tesla was already considering allowing other EVs into their stations before today's announcement from the White House. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.